Good morning. Yay! Nearly time to go home, isn't it? Well, here we are.
Good.
David on his own. Unfortunately, Katrina has caught COVID, and so she's not able to come out for a few more days. That's why David is smiling and looking so happy. But David will want to say goodbye to you, but if you excuse him, he doesn't want to shake your hand, and he will wear a mask because he doesn't want to, although he's negative all the way through, he doesn't want to. So if he just says, then just shake your head and say, that's fine. Now, David was a young lad in the Salvation Army called Gateshead Teams when I was the officer. And I remember you then. But I think it's 50 years since we spoke to each other.
Yes,
after
I think
that,
so, yes.
When you came here, yes. And it was really a surprise. I thought he was still alive when he was appointed here. And, well, I know one thing about you, although I've been 50 years without you, the place you'd like best of all is behind that rostrum preaching the gospel. Amen. I'm sad to say today you've got to sit down there, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. And take notice of what goes on. And then later on, he will reach the pulpit when he'll be speaking from God's word. So here we are. Now, Salvation Army officers, they go where they're told. And sometimes they don't want to go, but they have to go. And it's that part of their life. But the one thing that they do, and everybody who goes to the Salvation Army College to become an officer says that they'll stand for Christ alone, amid the tempest and the storm. Where Jesus leads, they'll follow on. They'll stand for Christ alone. You and I are Christians. He's no better than us. He's got a higher rank, but he's no better than us. He says the same Lord, and we have the same gifts that the Lord gives to you that we can have. And it's about time, I think, as a church, we stop using the pandemic as an excuse and woke ourselves up and realize that we have to stand for Christ. If we're going to live, if we're going to come alive again, we've got to stand for Christ. Now, that's a good hint about what the first song is. And it is, I'll Stand for Christ. I ask you to stand for him, and the band will give us an introduction, the words on the screen, and in the army of Jesus, we've taken our stand. Switch down, please. Thank you, Ben. I'd say that was about 60% good. Now we've got one more verse. I want it so that people passing by will pop in and say, what's going on in there? They're hearing us standing for Christ. So the last verse, Jesus pitied our case and he died for our race. And it says, but he rose and he now lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's two of you with on my side. This last verse. Thank you. If you stand for Christ, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we can go home now then, that's great. Would you please be seated? The great thing about the Salvation Army is that you can sing a rousing song like that, and then almost immediately we can quieten down. This song is a beautiful tune, which I'll get the piano to play in a moment, called South Shields, but I don't think I've ever sung it, or we've ever sung it here in Felixstowe. And it's this second verse that I'm looking at especially. For our special army family, we would bring our thankful prayer, and we humbly, Lord, would ask you not to keep us, now to keep us in your care. As you guide and lead us forward, help us every day to pray for each other and our leaders serving in your world today. Beautiful song, beautiful words. Let's sing it together prayerfully. The words will appear on the screen, and we can join you as we come in prayer before you. Father, we have met here for this special occasion when they fell on us, some of the officers who the last 2 years have worked with us and for us. We would think of Katrina at this time, and we ask that she soon will be back to her normal health and strength. So we just pray, Lord, for David and Katrina, as in these last days of living at Felixstowe, the hustle and bustle of packing, that they will know your presence throughout. And this morning, as we listen to David bring to us your word, that it may be a message for each of our hearts. So continue to be with us through this meeting, I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, this meeting today is totally different to our normal way of worship. This first half of it, we'll see lots of things happening, you'll see them as they happen. But the ending of the meeting will be normal. I can guarantee that for you. But if you like singing that song, then carrying on that lively music is the songsters. And they're going to come and sing, Praise You, I Will Praise You. Thank you, songsters. Thank you, technician, for putting me back on the mic. Well, I don't think anyone will have missed the fact that Katrina loves children. She loves children. I'm not sure about David, but... Well, he did opt out of Sunday school a few times, but especially Katrina and, of course, David, was the children. And now we're going to let the children take over, but we need, David, we need you to come and stand, pretend you're Katrina, and if you'd like to come and stand, and the children will come around you, and just do as you're told, I think. That's what I would say. So here we go, children. You'd like to come to the platform, and we'll see what you're going to do.
That's it. But they very often do take over when it comes to Sunday school. Lovely. Oh, is that one better?
Am I on? Yeah, yeah. Lovely. Come on then, Hudson. Mind to step.
Well done, Hudson.
So we first met Katrina on Zoom. Because way back in 2020, we were joining Sunday school together on Zoom, as most people were doing most things. And we were regularly joining together and we were doing lots of lovely things. And those who couldn't do Zoom with us were getting things through the door so that they knew what we were working on and what we'd been thinking about. So we all stayed together as a Sunday school, even though we couldn't actually meet. And Katrina soon came and took over Sunday school, which I thought was amazing. I sort of handed it over to her and she was fab at it. And even my niece over in Norton used to regularly join us, and we used to have Izzy join us on Zoom, and they just had a great time, and it was good for the young people to see each other, and it was good for us to see them as well. So Katrina used to do a regular Zoom for us, and often she would say, "What song would you like? And what song did you ask for?" You're not going to say it now, are you? It was always, "Our God is a great big God." So that came a bit of our anthem. So in a minute, we're going to sing "Our God is a great big God." And because Katrina's not here, you're going to have to do the actions, David. Is that okay? We'll soon teach you the actions. But before then, I want to give you what's in my hands before I drop it and cause a real problem. So we looked at the song, "Our God is a great big God." And it says, "And he holds us in his hands." And there's a verse in Isaiah that says, "And you hold us in your hands." So... within this box, can you take that box very carefully? Would you pass it to David? It's breakable, so make sure you hold the button. So within this box, you have a mug, one for you and one for Katrina, and they have that verse from Isaiah on them. So hopefully, every time you have your tea or coffee, you will think of us here at Felix Stowe Salvation Army Sunday School, and especially of us singing, "Our God is a great big God." And then we have all, Felicity, would you like to do this? Help, because he's running out of hands, isn't he? Do you want to give it to Rachel? And last week in Sunday school, and we did very well because I don't think you or Katrina saw it, Rosie sorted out a card and the children have signed the card and they've made little flowers to go on the front, and there's some messages in there from the children and from the adults.
Am I sure everybody else? That's beautiful. Do you know what? Katrina's going to be crying this afternoon.
So I'm sure you can read all those later, and hopefully you will enjoy. Oh, and I forgot to say, within the mugs, there's also a Felix Stowe tea towel. So every time you use those, you're going to think of Felix Stowe, and you're going to think of our Sunday school, aren't you? You can't forget us, because we certainly won't forget you and Katrina and the things that you have done for the children of this core, how you've included them in our morning worship, and the prayers in particular that you have given for them. It's been so lovely to have the children included in that way, and for you to become part of our work. And it's not just Sunday school either, is it? It's toddlers. Have they been to toddlers sometimes? And also with explorers. So you've really sort of taken on our young people, and so we just say a big thank you for that. So I think it's time to sing a song. If you want to join in and want to stand up, please do. If not, you can do it sitting down. So they're nice, simple actions. Our God is a great big God. Are we ready, Jackie?
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hand.
Yes, you say a few words, will you? Yes.
Right. I wonder if all the children could come back.
Do you want a mic, then?
Okay.
Katrina is somebody who's always prepared. She prepared this last week. Let me just sit down because I'm an old man. Is that okay? Now, she's thinking about the day that we're leaving and we're going to miss you all. Yeah, because it's been exciting to get to know you all. And Katrina came across this. I hope you like bubbles. You see, we want you to allow God's love to bubble up inside of you. So when you go home this afternoon, if you get a chance to blow some bubbles, think about how much God loves you, and he wants his love to flow through you. So can I give you that? Can I give you one of those? Can I give you? Thank you. Thank you. If it's the wrong one, I do apologize. Now, Matthew, can I ask you to take them, and there are other boys and girls here. Maybe it's at the end of the meeting, you can make sure they get one as well. Is that okay? God bless you. Okay, so anytime you see us, say hi, Dave or Katrina, okay? And we'll be thinking about you. We're sure going to have a lovely time with their captain, Paul and Lizette, and you'll have a great time with them in the coming weeks and months. Okay, God bless you. Let's give our youngsters a round of applause, please. There you go, back to your seat.
We're not insured for bubbles. And don't drink it. Thank you very much. Anyway, that was very kind of you and Katrina to do that. Now we've got some announcements to let you know. First of all, of course, because of what's happening following our worship this morning, there's no open air and there's no tea and coffee straight after the meeting. But we'd be really happy if as many as you as possible will be able to stay for our farewell refreshments. And David will be there to walk round and see you. At the end of the meeting, I'll explain the system. Because if I explain it now, some of us old ones will have forgotten it by the end of the meeting. So I'll explain the system. But please, will you make a point, if possible, of waiting around, and at 12 o'clock we will have our refreshments. Can I just inform the advisory team that there's no advisory team meeting because of the situation at the quarters at 7:30. No meeting on Tuesday. Friends Together will be meeting as always at 1:30. Now there's a few people got birthdays today, so I do know that Les has got a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Les. But the winner is Dennis Versey, who is 90 today. And I think when you're 90, you get another 25p from the government, don't you? That's lovely. Well, many happy returns a day to you and to Les, of course, as well. Now, I want you to sit back and relax. We're going to go through the life story of the Lennox whilst at Felixstowe. And so, if I can see a blank screen, I'm happy. Way, great. Now, many Salvation Army officers at the time David and Katrina were appointed to Felixstowe, they didn't know what was round the corner. COVID. And although it affected all people, for an officer at that time it meant not meeting congregations, not visitation, not knowing the soldiers, not seeing the deer. In fact, if my memory serves me right, David, we had planned for you to come to Felixstowe to see your house and the corps, and the very next day they closed everything down and you weren't able to come along. And that was disappointing for you. But, however, if I can see my first picture, there they are, Darby and Joan, and they look very happy together there, but that's before they started at Felixstowe. But listen to David, right. Now, the next slide. Now, at some stage, we managed to get an installation, and there is the major installing Katrina and David as the officers here at the Salvation Army at Felixstowe. And so that was one meeting we managed to get in before it came difficult again. Now, my next picture is a bit of a fraud, really, because that was taken quite a while after they were here. And the reason for that was that, of course, we couldn't meet with more than six people. And if you remember, the first time they saw people in the corps was for half an hour, where six people went into the lounge at their home, spoke to them, then they went home, and six more. And, well, if you have 30 or 40 people, six at a time, you can't remember anything, can you, David? I know you're good at names, but... So they did not have a really good start because they couldn't see the corps for at least 15 months. And so that was disappointing for them. My next picture... We know now that Katrina loved children, and she was attended mums and toddlers, Sunday school. And I think this is a messy church, I think, this photograph. And she's always there in the middle, enjoying the messy church. My next picture is another part of the Salvation Army officers, not just messy churches, but official duties. And here's a dedication of Hudson, and that was a happy occasion, and both David and Katrina took part in that service. The next one is when at Christmas time we had all those toys and everything were brought to us, then again Katrina was there in the midst of it with the team here from the Corps. And the next picture. Now, this is where I want you to look very closely. Here is the band playing carols, okay? Now, my next picture is David with his collecting boxes looking quite perturbed, as though he can't see the band. Now, if you go back one more picture, back to the first picture... Now, the band is standing outside Wainwright's, which is up there. And on the next picture, he's outside the sandwich shop, which is down there. So, I don't know what happened, but he never did find the band. No, the truth was, when I looked at the writing under the photographs, they were taken on different days. So it was... It is the sort of thing that can happen, isn't it, David? It is. And the next picture. Now, we had a big fire, a bungalow fire in Felixstowe, and the emergency team from Stowmarket came, and there Katrina managed to get in on that as well and to help there. So another part of the Salvation Army officer's life. My next picture... is again Katrina, and this time, amazing, presenting Bibles to a school. I think that's amazing, that's really good. And to all those who organised that, we thank you very much indeed. Now, next picture. There's David getting last minute instructions from a person of high authority, I think, there. And He's getting instructions because Katrina and himself conducted the armed forces service on the seafront, which is again another part of an officer's life. And the next picture is David. Now, one thing about David is that his knowledge of the Bible is something you'd like to pray for. He can, in our Bible study, he can pick out Bible verses out of the sky. But this one, I think, if he's telling a story about the size fish he caught, I don't believe that he caught one that big. But the next picture is one that we saw quite a lot. For a long time, of course, we couldn't come into this building, and the Sunday morning service was recorded at home and played back at 10:30 on a Sunday morning. And often we saw David in that situation. And it was something that kept many of us together in the Corps, and we thank them for that. The next picture is the Sunday school prize giving. This was the day that Katrina loved most of all. And there they are. In all churches, the Sunday schools fluctuate. Sometimes they're large and then they go small and large. But it's nice to see such a goodly number receiving their prizes. Now, I agree with David on almost everything, but there's one person he adores that I absolutely hate. And he would keep bringing this person in to his morning meetings, and I couldn't understand a word he said. And there is his friend, Douglas, right? He's a Douglas fan, and if you're visitors or you haven't been to the army for long, he always used Douglas. But Douglas used to talk, and so I won't miss him, David, but you can take him with you, okay, and keep him. Now, I have to say that those are just little bits of the life of a Salvation Army officer. 50% of the work that Katrina and David did, nobody knows about. Those hospital visits, those visits when people have called them when someone is dying, the times when they've given people lifts to hospital, and many things like that which have been done unseen. And David, if you tell Katrina too, we thank you very much for all that you did and have done for us. Now we're going to do a little presentation in a moment, but before we do, I want you to give your testimony. I don't want you to stand up and speak it, but I want us to stand up and sing it. And I want you to sing it with truth. It's a little chorus that says, "It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me." And again, if we're going to do anything for the Lord, we've got to have that experience. And as Christians, we should. So, rise up. If you're in a wheelchair, then be careful. You can remain seated. And if you rise up and we'll sing, "It's no longer I that liveth," and there's the pianist. So here we go. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. As you can see, I've been shopping in... Where's that? Where have I been shopping?
The big
green bag.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know... I'm as tall as you now. You know, and I know that we're not allowed to give gifts to officers. We're not allowed to use money that public have given to the Salvation Army through the open air, through the papers, through the collections on a Sunday, through the cartridge giving of the members. So I had to think of a way in which we could get some money without taking it from the public. So I had a secret collection. And I tell you, well, I had a really good response. In fact, I had enough left over to pay for my holiday. Not really, no. But we thought, when can we give you? Well, first of all, we wanted to give you something that you could remember. You can remember Felix Dobai. I'll let you hold that then, David. Now that is a unique painting by a local artist. It's a one-off, it's original, and it's a painting of a part of Felix Dobai's seafront gardens, which is almost like a secret garden. You'll know, if you go down from Harvest House, down the steps, there's a little, I call it a little bandstand, but it's a little shed. And if you'd like to be opening that, while you're opening it, I'll get Jackie, if she can put a picture of the painting. There we are. And as you can see, it's like... I suppose there's a reason for that. If you're worried about the time, don't worry, lunch is not till 12 o'clock, okay? So. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
I'll take that off you. So. Doing a grand job. There we are. All right. So there you are. Now, I did say people were very generous, and we have something else for you. This is a token that can be spent in 30 or 40 different outlets, and on that token is £100. So, as you can see, there's somebody likes you. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Would you just give a round of applause? And if you want to take that with you, Dave.
Thank you, everyone. Much appreciated. It will take pride of place in our new living room when we finally unpack. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Look after it now, or Carol, she'll be after you. Okay. Now, of course, we're going to listen to the band. And it's a little piece entitled Whisper a Prayer in the Morning. And I'm sure the words will come on the screen, and you can follow them through as the band play. Thank you, band. Thank you, Brian. Then the message, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Well, Linda is going to come now, and she's going to pretend she is Katrina. Katrina has written a message for us, and Linda's going to come and read that to us. Thank you.
By no stretch of the imagination could I pretend to be Katrina, but it's my privilege this morning. Want to add our thanks to David and Katrina for their friendship and their godly ministry to us during the last few years, but also to read Katrina's farewell thoughts. And this is what Katrina writes. It is with sadness that I am communicating with you all through a letter and not in person. Most of you were not able to attend our welcome meeting to Felixstowe 2 years ago, and now here I am, unable to attend our farewell meeting due to COVID. The last 2 years that we have journeyed due to the pandemic is one that none of us would have envisaged. At the start of our ministry here, we had to communicate at a distance, whether that be standing 2 metres apart, talking over the internet via Zoom, or tuning in via YouTube to Sunday worship. For me, the joy of being able to step away from recording and Zoom meetings and to be able to meet in person as we were allowed was amazing and liberating. I have enjoyed the ministry with the children. Once again, initially over Zoom, being able to communicate the gospel and interact with them and begin to see their own personalities develop. As we recommended Sunday school explorers and toddlers at the hall, as we recommend Sunday school explorers and toddlers at the hall, it has been my delight to get to know each of the children and enjoy seeing them learning about Jesus, whether that is through Bible stories, crafts, nursery rhymes, the example of adults. Please cherish your children. Cherish your children's ministry and support physically where you can, but certainly through prayer. Whilst away last week, I heard a quote that has made me think. There is a striking contrast between our two calls. The call for salvation is to come, and the call for service is to go. The call for salvation is to come to one. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. The call for service is to go to all. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What are we doing about these calls? And this quote was written by Captain W.H. Dawson in 1890. It is important that we each respond to the call to come, to work on our own personal relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, to know the joy of knowing that Jesus died for you and me personally, and to be filled and refilled daily with the Holy Spirit. It is only when we have come that we can go. For some, that go means that as you stay here in Felixstowe and minister in this beautiful town, for others, certainly for David and I, it means moving on to Clacton. I commend to you Paul and Lisette as they move here to Felixstowe, along with Martha and the baby due later this year. Give them the time and space to settle in. Cover them with your prayers and be supportive of them in their ministry. They become part of your family. They need time to get you to know you all. Remember, you only have 3 names at present to learn, and they have over 150 people to get to know. Like us, They will make decisions that perhaps you don't understand. Like us, they may want to change some things, and this needs your support, acceptance, and understanding. For after all, our God is doing a new thing. I go with several new lessons learnt, fond memories of the joys and challenges that I have been through here during this time at Felixstowe. I finish with a verse of a song by Charles Wesley. To serve the present age, my calling to fulfill, O may it all my powers engage to do my Master's will. May we each fulfill the calling he has given each one of us. God bless you all. Katrina.
The songsters are going to sing for us now, and Kevin's going to just tell you what the song is, and then I'll invite the songsters to come forward, and we'll
just pick up on some of the words that Katrina has just shared with us. When I say, as Christians, our call is to follow the Great Commission and go out into the whole world and tell everyone we meet about the love of God. We, of course, cannot do this on our own strength, and we rely on God to help us, giving us the blessings that we need. A few weeks ago, when we learned of the officers' new appointment and their upcoming move to Clacton Corps, I asked them if there was any particular song they would like us to sing on this, their farewell Sunday. At that time, we had just started to look again at a piece of music, and Major Katrina suggested that the words of this song had spoken to her in rehearsal, and that it would be good if we could sing it during our meeting today. As we sing this song today and all continue our call, we ask God for the blessings of his light, his grace, and his love. I would take this opportunity just now to offer my personal thanks not only to Major Katrina for the service that she has given to the songsters, but also to both Major David and Katrina for the help, strength, and support that they have both given during their time here at Felixstowe. I pray that as they move to their new appointment, they will know God's blessing of light, grace, and love on their lives as they continue to serve him in the coming days. I hope you enjoy listening this morning as we sing.
to say thank you for your kindness and your generosity. Never like farewells. Welcome meeting was a strange welcome meeting 2 years ago. I can't even remember how many of us met here. And this last week I've been asking God, Lord, what should I say? I suppose I would like to be able to say words that are going to be memorable, quoted in the future, but I don't think that's going to happen. I want to share with you one of my favourite verses or collection of verses of Scripture that every time I read them has come to me with their new power and comfort and strength. It's from Romans chapter 9, and I'm just picking up from verse 35, although the whole account has something to say to us. This is what it says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or the sword? For your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, nor the height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus. And so I was saying, Lord, okay, so what do you want me to say? And he said, David, you remember when you were commissioned as a servant of God. And it's never about you, David, or about Katrina. It's never about the church to which you have the privilege of being the leader and the minister for a time. For this is his church. He has given Katrina and I the privilege of being here for 2 years and then has said elsewhere, we would commend to you, friends, Paul and Lizette, and ask you to pray for them daily, to pray God's protection upon their family, both Martha and the little one who will be born later this year. I ask you, please, never to say, this is the way it's done here. We've always done it this way. Well, let me tell you, if you always do what you always have done, you will always get the same results. And God doesn't do what the BBC does. He doesn't do repeats. He is always doing a new thing. And you and I need to be attuned to God for what he wants for our future, for our ministry in this beautiful town. There are men, women, boys and girls who have not heard of Jesus. I grew up in a generation where the stories of Jesus were taught in an ordinary school. It wasn't a church school. It was a state school. And the stories of Jesus, assemblies with prayers and hymns, was the natural turn of order. It is no longer the case in our world, in our nation. We're in a secular society where Christianity is relegated, pushed down. The desire is to silence the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what is that message? John 3:16 says, for God. The Bible doesn't argue the existence of God. It simply says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, John 3:16, for God, not a Roman God at a distance, looking to play with the lives of humanity, but it says a God who so loved, a love that you and I can never know the depth or nor the width or the height of it, loved the world. All 7 billion of us on planet Earth today, and all the generations before us, God loves the world. So much so that the word goes on to say that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, born in a humble family with the direct purpose of fulfilling the will of God, of dealing with that which separates man and his man from his creator. And this is what it says, that whosoever believeth in him. Now, I noticed that in the modern translations we say, whoever so believeth in him should have eternal life. But there's an important part there missed out. And I had to go back to the authorized version that says this: whoever believes in him should not perish. Friends, how urgent is it that lives are saved, that people know Jesus? This is God's solution to everything that separates man from his creator. That relationship described for us in Genesis, where it says that God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, and they would walk and they would talk. And there's a lovely hymn that says, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Do you know that you are loved by God? Do you experience that love of God? Do you realize that your sin and my sin separates us from the presence of God? So much so that when Adam and Eve fell in sin, they were cast away from the presence of God. But God doesn't want that relationship to stand the way it is. He realizes we cannot pay the debt that for that which separates us from him. So he sent Jesus so that we might not perish. See, there's a certainty about perishing. If we do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are separated from the love that God has for us. This is good news in the sense of Jesus. We are told that God loves us, that he gives us that which is precious to him, that if we believe in him, we will not perish, but have eternal life. Not in the future, but in the here and now. In this 21st century, in these days of challenge for our society, and it would seem that life may become more challenging in so many different ways that we haven't yet understood, that we as the church, firstly, need to be right with God and then available to God to serve humanity around us. Regardless of who they are, what they've done, where they've been, They are loved by their Creator. He has saved them through Jesus, and they need to be reminded and shown the way to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's our purpose. Yes, we have a place to meet practical needs, but practical needs alone are not enough to transform the heart of man. You and I need to allow the love of God to fill us daily and to flow through us each and every day. We need to love each other, care for each other, work together, allow each other's gifts and strengths and abilities to be harnessed together, to see that you and I have a role to play within the development of this church for the future. God didn't equip us to sit on seats and wait to be called to heaven. He has given us each a task to do. What's your task? And are you doing it? I'm going to invite you just to listen and watch. It's a clip that we saw last year during COVID. But we want God to change our world. So just listen and allow God to speak to you in these moments.
Make us again.
share a prayer with you, please. Father God, we want to see our society transformed by the love that you have for us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for this church family, from the oldest to the youngest, for the local leadership of this church, and for the future that you have planned for this church family. I pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, an anointing, Father God, upon Paul and Lizette, and that together, Father God, the future you will lead my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, into that future where men and women will be saved, transformed, and prepared to meet you in heaven. So, Lord, I thank you for this church and for every member, for every friend, and pray that you will keep them safe in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes and just going to read a blessing on David and Katrina. Shall we pray? Lord, we trust that now you will hold David and Katrina securely in your hands as they follow your call to a new place. May they take with them hearts filled with love and grace, that those who whom they live and work with may see in them the face of Jesus Christ. Bless them now, they may be a blessing. Guide them to a new church home where they may continue to grow in grace, in spirit, and in truth. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. This is the last time I can give instructions to David. Would you like to sit down where you belong?
That's by your means.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to sing our final song with the help of the band. But just before they do, during the last verse, David will walk to the back. And as you know, he won't shake hands with you, but he will. So if you are going home, then please make your way out through the door and see David. But if you're staying behind for the food and refreshments, and I had a look in there, it's really good. And there's a cake too. Wow, I would be staying if I wasn't. So please, if you're going to stay, wait in the hall, and then as soon as it's all set for us, we'll get in there and have a go at that cake and the rest of the food. So here we are. Would you like to stand? The words will appear on the screen. The band will give us an introduction, and away we go. Amen. Please be seated. And they say if you are making your way home, then David is waiting there. If no one's going home, don't tell him. He'll wait there and we'll get him in later. But if you're staying for lunch, if you can just hold on for a few moments, and I'll go and find if the kettle's on. Okay. Thank you very much. And the band are going to play some music so you can sit back and relax.